It's everything Queensland footy.
Good bold football from the Brisbane Lions.
That's a big one for the Suns.
This is Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure.
So one last chance for the Lions at halfback. Players are queuing up everywhere. Mitch Robinson gives it to Rich. 80 out. Can he find a mark? He can. Zachy Bailey's taken the mark. 45 out straight in front.
He's going to have a shot after the siren.
Daisy's boy.
And remember, he was robbed last week of that tackle to win the game.
The irony.
He was robbed last week.
The irony. He will kick it after the siren. 48 out. Straight in front. He's got it. He's won the game! Can you believe it? Zach Bailey! He was denied the holding the ball last week! And he makes amends today! The footy gods have spoken!
Oh, who said there's no justice in
the footy gods have spoken! And the Brisbane Lions have won by a point!
Vindication for Zach Bailey on Easter Thursday. Another Easter miracle, you'd have to say. Welcome to Triple M Footy's Northern Exposure, where it's been swings and roundabouts for the two Queensland teams, but finally, the Brisbane Lions on the board. G'day, it's Nick Davis joining me as always. I've got Jack Fulham here in the studio. Jack,
it's wonderful to be here.
What a moment that was.
It was an incredible moment. And just before we take a deeper dive into it, our co-host who's usually on the show, Will Ralston, actually screamed himself into being a mute, so he can't join us this week.
Yeah, he did put in a week's leave, and we understand that. We understand that.
He was at the ground on Thursday. He was yelling and screaming, and he still can't talk. So we've had to just bring off the pine, the injury sub. Brett Thomas is joining us. Queensland Triple M AFL caller.
Mate, great to be here, fellas, and I'm glad it's an injury, not just a concussion sub. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here.
Absolutely right. So Will, I believe, is out for 12 days, and that's just how we're going to have to do this. Real next man up mentality here.
Yep, that's it.
Boys, we'll start with the Lions because that was really the good news story, especially on a day where Brisbane had just come out of a three-day lockdown, and you just really feel the city needed it. But for what the Lions had been through, and look, I don't want to compare it to what every other side went through last season when they came up to the hubs here, but it has been tricky for Brisbane over the last couple of weeks. The injustice that happened down at Geelong, forced out to Port Melbourne to train. No one really ever wants to do that. But now they've got themselves back to 1-2. Because remember, if Bailey missed that kick, they were 0-3. From a prelim final to 0-3. Brett, the Lions now, they've got a season still ahead of them. And there's a lot of work to do. But there's a bit of hope now for Lions fans. We're back on track.
Yeah, 0-3. You're not just talking about making the top four. You're talking about whether they can make the finals. It's a long way back. With the Dogs to come in Ballarat, we know how good their midfield is at the moment, and Lachie Neal's been labouring a little bit. So you can't really understate just how important that victory was. They probably should have taken the league a bit earlier in that game. You felt that they were coming, and it took until Zach Bailey with his missing tooth. Have we discovered what's happened to that tooth, by the way?
I don't know the story of the tooth, but that was the first time I found out about it, because he's got very good wholesome, good looks about him. But then all of a sudden I saw the tooth and go, he's got a bit of mongrel in him as well. So
One of the great tweets I saw on Friday morning, it was from a Collingwood fan that being done over by a bloke missing a tooth is the ultimate betrayal.
Yes. Well, and wasn't there a lot, like Simon Black speaks a lot or spoke a lot in the coverage about how good his preseason was, and he's the next guy to take a step up. And you feel like he's been there for a number of years. He's only 21. With Rayner going down, he's been tremendous in the first 3 weeks of the season, and to go 1-2 now with a bit of hope, and maybe we look at that Swans game a little bit differently because of the way that they've played. It's not so much of an upset anymore, but all of a sudden it just completely changes the outlook on Brisbane season.
Well, we're going to need him to fire again this weekend because it's no easy challenge heading down to Ballarat. Well, I guess they're staying in Victoria, but they take on the top of the table Bulldogs. Now, we spoke about the midfield just there. We saw the Lions go essentially without a ruckman against Collingwood, and I said to you through the week, Jack, throw the Supercoach armband on Brody Grundy right now.
I did.
He had a very good game, but they managed to make do without. Now, Tim English and Steph Martin, that duo has been definitely a key to the success of the Bulldogs so far, and maybe a little bit of a grudge match when we see the reuniting of Steph and the Lions this weekend. But with that duo feeding that massive Bulldogs midfield, I'm really curious as to how the Lions are going to go about this, because McInerney still won't be back, and how they're going to handle this really almost terrifying duo.
Yeah, well, it's going to be tough, isn't it? But then you look at what they did against the Magpies, where they clearly lost the hitouts to advantage, but only lost the clearances by 5 and outscored the Pies in terms of scores from clearances. So I guess they'll have to do something similar. But instead of coming up against one ruckman, they've got the two-prong attack. So Steph Martin in the ruck allows Tim English to drift forward, which makes them pretty dangerous. But yeah, Fullerton and Balladin are a little bit outsized. And this is what we've been talking about. We wondered whether letting Steph Martin go would come back to bite them. Although the Dogs were chasing him for about 5 years, so perhaps it was just the size of the deal that kind of priced Brisbane out of the market in the end. But yeah, key battle, and the Lions are just going to have to be super efficient up forward, I think, because that midfield, you would probably back the Bulldogs just through sheer weight of numbers to beat them in that department. But then again, on the other side, we know all the attention that people have been paying to Lachie Neal. The Bulldogs don't necessarily need to tag anyone. They would back their midfield to beat them, so that might help Lachie Neal potentially to get off the leash.
100%. For the Lions, though, reinforcements are on the way. Jared Berry's a big chance to play. Darcy Gardner comes back.
Yeah, I think they've really missed him too.
Yeah, 100%. Marcus Adams played against the Pies, and he looked really good down back.
Yeah,
Looked really solid and assured. So Lions are in with a big chance.
All right, well, I'll get your tips.
Got to back the Lions.
Yeah, Lions by 10.
There's no bias in this podcast. I love that.
No, there's plenty.
All right. Well, strangely, we head down the M1 to a team who's actually just sitting just outside the 8. It's the Gold Coast Suns. Now, 10-point loss to the Crows. They had their chances early in the game, but, Jack, it's not the real narrative here.
Hit the bagpipes. Those, of course, are favourite of the podcast. The best player playing his trade in Queensland, Jared Witts. Season-ending ACL injury. It's a tragedy, for one of the greats of the game, and it's a tragedy for the Suns. Just sad. Like I'm almost in tears speaking about it. The Suns slipped to 1-2. Really tough night for them. And it's a huge loss considering that Zach Smith is still 4 weeks away with his own knee injury. Matt Conroy, who's the untried rookie ruckman on their list, he's out for the season with a knee injury. Actually, in fact, I'd hate to be a knee on the Gold Coast at the moment. Connor Budrick, yep. Season-ending knee injury. Sam Day, don't know when he'll be back, knee injury. Elijah Holland's their number one draft pick in the 2020 draft, knee injury. Don't know when he'll be back. Matt Rau, another 10 weeks with a knee. Zach Smith, of course. Rory Thompson, season-ending knee injury. And Witsy. Another knee injury. So,
I'll tell you what, just quietly, if you're a physio out there, open up a clinic on the Gold Coast now.
Yeah, geez. I'll tell you what, if you're a good knee surgeon, head north.
Yep. And these are some of their vital players too. Butterick takes the best small forward of the opposition. Witts, we know, with Peter Wright going, they don't really have a lot of insurance, and clearly their heart and soul player in Matt Rowell already as well. So, and we talked about the Lions, at least they've got Fullerton and Balladin to kind of make do. Whereas the Suns, Sam Day's probably, his loss is underrated, not just as a forward, but also as a second ruck option. So does Ben King have to spend a bit of time in the ruck? You wouldn't think they'd risk his body. So it comes down to Burgess, maybe the Crab, Caleb Graham, are spending some time in the ruck. But it obviously also takes away another forward option to give Ben King a chop out. So this is huge. And again, it just makes you question why they would let a 24-year-old who can play ruck and forward, Peter Wright, go. We saw him thrive against the Saints with Sam Draper out. But yeah, it's going to be a tough ask for them against the Blues, who you would have backed them to beat. But again, they're going to have to try and win the clearances and maybe shark the opposition ruckman.
I just want to check. This is at Metricon Stadium. This is going ahead.
Locked in.
Locked in. Good to know. 7:25 first bounce. Finally, daylight savings is over, so don't have to keep doing the maths. God, that was getting annoying. Fellas, I want your tip. Carlton finally got their first win on the board last weekend. Still a bit hit and miss. This is a real 50-50 game. The bookie's just going with Carlton at the moment, but here's a chance for the Suns to, I want to say turn it all around, but they're sitting ninth and they've been doing so well. But I think we're so used to the narrative that they're just off the pack. It's a brave loss, but this is their chance to flex a muscle.
Yeah, I think they'll relish being back at home, so I'll back them to get the win.
Yeah, I will too. I think it'll be a very close match though. Traditionally, the Suns and the Blues, play tight ones. Mm. A couple of years ago, we saw Jack Bowes kick a winning goal with about 20 seconds to go. So,
how good has he been too?
He has been fantastic off half back. I think he's averaging, 20, 27, 28 touches. He's become an elite player.
Yeah, super efficient. Exactly. And, the new rules probably suit him and maybe deserves to get a little bit more attention than he has been receiving from around the league.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. That's Northern Exposure for another week. Your home of Jared Witt's injury and rehab updates. Brett Thomas, our super sub off the bench, very well played.
Thank you, fellas. Great to be here.
We'll act about you many times throughout the season as well. Jack Fulham, thank you as always.
Thank you, and players out with the bagpipes. This is for you, Witty.
It's a really solemn ending.